Welcome to the Philharmonic Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:08 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is October 31st. We've had a spectacularly good rally throughout October, and a number of markets have become quite overbought in the very short term. We're beginning to see an unwind of that overbought condition. A quick recap of what's been happening today. In Asia, it was reasonably positive. In most markets, there were a number of markets that were in negative territory. Taiwan is one of those, but not by any great margin. As we moved, the Nikkei was down about 0.7 of 1%, the Hang Seng down 0.77 of 1%, the ASX down 1.27. As we moved into European trading, the majority of markets opened on the downside and extended declines throughout the day. So the Swiss market was down 2%, the DAX was down 3%, the FTSE was down 2.77%. Those are all from short-term overbought conditions. The FTSE back in the region of 5,600 on Friday, it's closing out the week in the region of 5,540, and it had broken up out of its little short-term trading range. It had pushed back up into the overhead trading range. It had staged a remarkable rally over the last month. It's overbought in the short term. We're seeing an unwind of that short-term overbought condition. On the one hand, people will be looking at some of these markets and saying they've gone too far, too fast, that the medium-term downtrend remains intact. There's still a progression of lower major rally highs, and they'll be looking at this as a shorting opportunity into a short-term overbought condition. On the other hand, we've had such a good rally and we've pushed up into the overhead trading range and we're back above the 200-day moving average in a number of instances that people will be looking at this and saying, well, if this market can sustain or hold on to the majority of its gains over the last month and begin to rally once more, then we'll be in a much better position to anticipate that this market's going to be able to reassert its medium-term uptrend. That type of thinking can be employed certainly on the FTSE, certainly on the S&P 500 or the Dow Jones. The Nasdaq is one of very few markets that has actually pushed back up to test its July peak. The Nasdaq 100 went right up there and looked at the 2400 level. It's closing out today in the region of 2347, so it's down almost 50 over the last couple of days. It had also become overbought in the short term. It's also, though, corrected a large part of the technical damage that it had undergone in July. So I think I'm more likely in the camp that is willing to look at this rally that we've had over the last month and take it at face value. If we can see best case scenario for the S&P 500, which was down almost 2.5% today, the Nasdaq was down 1.93% on the composite, TSX was down 2%, the Dow Jones was down 2.25%. If these markets can find support in the region of their 200-day moving averages and sustain a rally from those levels, then that will be a very comfortable position indeed. That would be what we could now consider to be the best case scenario. So for the S&P, that is somewhere in the region of 1200. If the S&P can find support in that region and then begin to rally once more, the chances of it taking out its peak and reasserting its medium-term uptrend that's been in place since March 2009 will have improved really quite considerably. If markets cannot do that and then push back down into the 2 and 3 month ranges that they've just broken out of, then the bearish camp will have a lot more credence on their behalf. So we really are at a pivotal sort of area for a large number of these stock markets. Just as the majority of stock markets have staged a remarkable rally over the last month, the US dollar in particular has been really very weak indeed, and it rallied really quite impressively in here today. It was stronger by over 2 cents against the euro. Against the pound, it was relatively unchanged. The Australian dollar is currently at 105. The Canadian dollar is at parity, absolutely even as I speak. So the US dollar has deteriorated considerably over the last month. It is oversold in the very short term. There is potential for it to stage an additional rally in here. Today was also a relatively important day in Japan. The Bank of Japan decided to intervene. They bought a 2-point move in the dollar yen cross rate, and the yen closed in the region of 78. It was closer to 75.8 or 0.9 this morning. So the Japanese are looking at that 76 area. This is the third time that they've intervened in that area. What they have not proved yet is that they're willing to continue to weaken their currency. We've had very good rallies, or I suppose deteriorations in the yen from that perspective in the last year, and they have been completely unwound, and the dollar in particular has rallied right back to that has deteriorated. Sorry, the yen has rallied right back to that 76 area against the US dollar. I don't know, is there any great argument at this stage to question the potential that the yen is going to rally, begin to rally in the not too distant future? We haven't seen any conclusive evidence that the Bank of Japan is really serious about weakening the currency. If we see them hit it again in the next week or two, that they're not just happy with getting the yen down to 78, that they're more interested in getting it into the 80s, then that would be could potentially act as a catalyst for the Japanese stock market, which remains really a global laggard. Today was also an important day for US Treasuries. They were stronger by over 2 points. This continues to look like a developing medium-term top formation, but at the same time, it has become a little bit oversold in the very short term. And if we do see stock markets continue to deteriorate, or a little bit of profit taking continuing in these markets, then there is potential for US Treasuries to strengthen from their current levels. And it's a pretty similar story for gilts and bunds and JGBs. The gold market is finishing out the day at 715, 1715. Silver is down by a dollar, and platinum was as low as 1596 earlier on today, then unwound about half of its decline, but it's finishing out the day closer to 1604. I realize that I've just been stopped out of my long position. I put in a stop in the region of 1600 when I saw it retracing its decline earlier on today, and I think it was taken out just as I started the audio. The commodity complex has rallied rather well over the last month. Platinum, palladium, and copper have been some of the better performers. They're all a little bit overbought in the very short term. There is still potential that they are going to pull back and unwind some of that short-term overbought condition and still be recovery candidates. The majority of investors that are looking at these markets are still, I think, probably shell-shocked by the extent of the volatility that we've had over the last couple of months. We're looking at these markets, and if one takes a step back and looks at the medium-term trend, then a good part of the technical deterioration has been repaired for some of the leading stock markets. There are still, though, a large bunch that it's very 50-50 whether they're going to be able to hold their rallies over the last month, and that there's still big questions to be asked, particularly about some of those peripheral European countries. And that remains the big question out there. On the other hand, there is an increasingly large number of individual shares that are hitting new all-time highs. The majority of investors are focused almost to the exclusion of everything else on the European crisis and on the USA's economic crisis. But the rest of the world is growing at an impressive rate, and shares that have exposure to the growth of the global economy rather than the malaise in Europe and in the USA are doing very well indeed. And the USA has got probably a larger number of multinational companies than just about everywhere else, and they are doing really rather well. I've highlighted a number of beverage companies in here today, everything from coffee to soft drinks to wines and beers, and there's an increasingly large number of those companies are breaking upwards to new all-time highs. It's a very similar story in the international food business and in fashion, retail, and luxury goods. All of those sectors are directly leveraged to the growth of the global consumer. We're also starting to see in the healthcare sector that there is an increasingly number of particularly of biotechnology companies that are breaking out of decade-long bases. That's generally an indication that something is changing. When we think about the psychological perception stages of major bull and bear markets, the first psychological perception stage is typified by disbelief and, to a large extent, ignorance. And I would put myself in the ignorance camp at this stage. I don't know why so many of these biotechnology firms are breaking upwards out of decade-long bases. But I'm not going to argue with the technical facts. And what we are seeing now is that there is a dominance of supply over demand, and it's becoming increasingly more evident that something has definitely changed. I remember doing a very similar click-through back in March of 2010, coming up with a whole range of NASDAQ companies in the technology sector that were breaking out of their bases. It took 6 months before I realized, or indeed ever even heard of, cloud computing. I suspect it's probably going to be something similar on this occasion. The next big thing does appear to be brewing in the biotechnology sector in the USA. So while there are definite worries about the ability of the Europeans to bail each other out, and while there are continuing worries about the ability of the US government to control its deficit situation and put the economy back on a growth trajectory, those are not problems that are encumbering the rest of the global economy to a great extent. And we're seeing that growth remains relatively robust across Asia, and that the high technology sector is acting independently of the wider economy. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening and wish all the best to all of you.